It's time to listen to the interviews from Saturday, the 11th of March, 2017. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, and the show's brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oneroa. On Saturday, the 11th of March, John Armistead hosted Island Life and started with his observations of the great deluge that the island suffered in the last week. He told a story of woe involving the band Tame Impala before he was joined by Margaret Malahan from Headland Sculpture on the Gulf 2017, and he also spoke to Aaron Davis from Civil Defence.
I don't know whether you've been out today. Maybe you're still stuck at home with your children and they're fighting or trying to make a game out of some expensive furniture that you might have, or just watching television like zombies while you do cleaning up after them in the kitchen. Yeah, well, maybe that's what's going on at your home. Maybe that's not what's going on. Maybe you're all having fun and listening to Waiheke Radio. But if you haven't been out, I'll give you a bit of a report from what I've seen on the island. I live in Rocky Bay, and I drove over to here, which is Oneroa, and a lot of rain on the roads, a lot of water about the place. There is a landslip by Little Oneroa. I think that was common knowledge. That looks a lot worse this morning. Doesn't look, you know, it's not like the road's closed off or anything. There's just some cones there, and it's quite a slip. There's a tree coming down. That was the most dramatic thing that I saw on my way in this morning. Not as bad as perhaps what we thought it was going to be in light of what happened on Wednesday. But, yeah, who knows, maybe there's more to come. I heard about this mansion that had the cliff crumbling beneath it. It was on News Hub. Alas, News Hub. Who are they trying to kid? It's not news. It's just information. Anyway, they had the story of the news about a mansion that had a cliff crumbling beneath it yesterday on there. And I've not seen any more about that. I've not, because obviously News Hub haven't updated the story and provided further news. Maybe they have by now. Maybe I'm just prattling away, ill-informed. Utter hypocrites. There you go, but maybe I'm not. So, yes, I did take note of that. And again, I look across the bay from where I'm sitting at the moment. I can't see that landslip. I can't see that mansion. I don't know. I thought it was on the other side of the bay from Oneroa and the Little Oneroa side, sort of towards Sandy Bay and Enclosure Bay. But I've seen neither hide nor hair of it. Maybe I'll go onto the onto the deck later and see what I can find. Yeah, just another shout out with regards to the weather. It's pretty impressive, to be honest, to see the open door policy of a lot of our neighbours of our community, just offering to help people out. I've noticed here Andreas Eichenbaum. He's welcoming anybody affected by the floods to crash at his home last night. He had spare beds and three couches and sleeping bags, Wi-Fi, cooking facilities. What a lovely thing to do. So maybe if you know Andreas and or you live next door to him, I haven't got a clue where he lives. It says here on a row, but maybe take him. I don't know. Take him a bar of chocolate. You know, a good deed deserves another good deed, does it not? He's a good DJ. I've heard him. I don't know. I've never met him, but I see him about the place. Seems like a nice guy. He's not the only one. There's been other people just saying that, we'll help lend a helping hand. And it's really encouraging. It's nice to see. Makes you proud to be a part of this wonderful community.
Waiheke Radio.
And that's that. What a nice, refreshing blast of Expectation by Tame Impala. So, yeah, they came over recently to the Laneways and headlined that. And I went down there with my wife and a friend, and it was good. It was really good. Very good. Extremely. It was the day of the Auckland anniversary, and so we went over to what that, and the show finished, and we just, you know, we figured, well, we'll be okay. We'll get that quarter to midnight ferry, and I actually had to be in Wellington the following morning. I had to be on an early plane, and we got to the ferry terminal, and it was a ghost town. And I thought, no, it's just because it's, you know, another hour before the boat goes, we'll be okay. But all the boats were there, and the schedule was empty except for one boat to Devonport. But I thought this must be just a mistake. And then my wife said to me, you know, it's a public holiday today. And then we realised to our horror that we were stranded on the mainland on a public holiday when all the hotels were full. And so we went to a few hotels, and sure enough, they were all full except for the penthouse suites, which are $500 a night. And as you can tell by my accent, I'm not wont to spending lots of money. I would rather walk the streets for 5 hours instead of spending $500. That's $100 an hour. I'm just not doing it. It's just not happening. So we eventually found a backpackers where they did have one room left, and it was the scuzziest room you can imagine. We went in there, and obviously it's better than nothing. And we knew that we would have to be up for that first ferry out of Auckland. I think it's at 5:15. It was a bit of a blur. And we were sort of in this room that obviously was the last room because it was right next to a club, which... all night long. I don't mind that kind of music, but I kind of needed to be asleep. Thankfully, I'd taken one of my sleeping pills with me, and I was able to sleep through it. But when I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, still more of that. And we ran for the ferry, and we got the ferry, and we slept on the ferry, and we got home. And I collected my bag, and I went straight back out again, straight to the airport, and I rocked up for work at 11:30 in Wellington. Didn't go down well, but, you know, what can you do? I mean, all right, it was a mistake, and it was one that I made and that I will never make again. So beware that if you do ever go watch Tame Impala at Laneways, and it's a public holiday, you're not getting home if you want to watch the end of the show.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
We have on the line Margaret from the Gulf Sculpture. That's the thing with doing radio not very often. You always get mistakes to happen. So I'll just put Margaret to the air. Margaret, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, John. Can you hear me?
I've got you loud and clear, and the rest of the listeners can hear you too. Just let me get that right. I didn't introduce you properly there. It's the Gulf Sculpture Walk. Is that right?
No, it's Headland Sculpture on the Gulf.
Oh, okay.
2017.
All right, I do apologise for my ineptitude.
Just so long as you know about it.
Yeah, well, I think everybody knew about it. You can't miss just to clarify for me, because I don't know, but there's a sculpture that has remained, a really tall sculpture that you can see from the headland. Was that part of the event? Was that erected for the event?
Yes, that was one of the sculptures that was selected for the event, and it was up on council land on Nick Johnson Drive, which quite, I guess, sort of colloquially known, the area colloquially known as the old Rocky Bay store, because of a sculpture that was there for a couple of years from a previous event.
Oh.
But that sculpture by Samisi Fosatane has actually now been deinstalled.
Oh.
I guess yesterday or the day before, when you were coming back from Auckland or going to Auckland, you may have missed it because of all the rain, but it has been deinstalled. It will be stored in Auckland for a little while until we work out exactly what is going to happen to it. We're hoping it will return to Waiheke and be located somewhere that everyone can enjoy.
Oh, such a mouse. I didn't know about that. You're right. I must have missed it yesterday when we came in on the boat, but there was an awful lot to see off that boat yesterday, what with waterfalls, impromptu waterfalls and landslips and what have you. So, that's a real shame. So I guess we have to start a petition to bring that back, do we?
who do we
ask?
There you go. I hadn't thought about that, but yes, if there was some sort of petitions from Waiheke people saying yes, we'd love it to remain on Waiheke Island, and we're prepared to give a dollar or two to help that cause. Yeah. I'm sure the local board and we would be very keen to see that sort of support.
Yeah, no, my kid would go, oh, look, Dad, look. So, you know, really, really beautiful. So tell us a bit about how the event went down. Do you know roughly how many people came over for it and how much support it got from punters in general?
Well, we had a huge response from the public. It was fantastic from both from the Waiheke community and visitors on Waiheke who were living on Waiheke, and a lot of people came across from Auckland and came from further afield in New Zealand too. It's an event that's on the arts calendar for a lot of organisations and people. We've had groups coming up from Wellington and Christchurch and other places in New Zealand, especially to come to view the sculptures, part of the sculpture on the Gulf. And also because Waiheke is such a lovely place, they like to come to Waiheke and enjoy the walk and perhaps a glass of wine or something to eat in the pavilion, and then they've moved into the township itself on Araa and further afield.
Mm.
We've had a fantastic response from local suppliers and community groups on Waiheke, and I have to say the volunteers who the majority, I guess, of volunteers are either people that live on Waiheke or have Waiheke homes, but holiday places, and they're the backbone of our event. They were absolutely marvellous.
And the weather was largely kind to you, wasn't it, while that was on?
That's a good question, John. It was largely kind to us. You can never guarantee the weather. I suspect we've all been rather stunned by summer in Auckland this year. It's been fairly fickle compared to what it usually is. We had some bad days, and unfortunately we had to close the walk for a couple of days because of our concern for the safety of visitors. That didn't actually stop people from doing the walk, but we had to be careful to tell them that we had no volunteers up there to support them if they slipped on the track. I don't think anyone did that did do the walk in the rain, but nevertheless, it was disappointing for us. It was disappointing for people that came over on the 2 days that we were closed. But I think in the main, they moved on and went to Anuroa and enjoyed nice lunches at vineyards, even though it was raining.
Yeah, so there would have been a lot of sort of flow on from people coming over for the day out, and then I guess yes, coming then into Onaroa and Ostend and
yes, people catching the bus going, you know, as far as afield as Onatangi.
Yeah,
I know a number of people will have made a special excursion down to Connells Bay and to the lovely Man o' War area where they can picnic.
It is magic down there. It's It's like another world. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's the jewel in the crown of the jewel in the crown of the jewel in the crown, you know. So, yeah, so when is it coming back? When is it every 2 years
next,
or something?
The next event, it's a biennial event, so yeah. The next one will be in February 2019.
Yeah, okay.
It's a big event to organise, and we're still in the process of gathering data and debriefing and getting reports and letting everyone sort of relax. Hopefully by the end of this month we'll be pretty much through that process.
Mm.
I guess there'll be a few months off and then we'll have to start planning for 2019.
Just out of interest, I do recall there was one sculpture that got damaged, wasn't there a storm the night before the event was meant to have started? And
yes,
I think I read something in the paper about that.
That was another bit of unfortunate weather pattern, I guess. The weekend before we opened officially on Friday the 24th of February. 24th of February? On Friday the 27th of January. We closed on the 19th of February.
Right.
And on the weekend before that, there was quite a severe storm came through that was during a critical time of the installation of works on the walkway, and a few of them did get damaged, one of which was Tiffany Singh's beautiful work of the hastily looking for the name of it.
I've had the same problem this morning, to be honest.
It was a fantastic work with boats, and it's actually going to the Maritime, going to be available for the public to see at the Maritime Museum, and that was damaged. It was called The Journey of a Million Miles.
Wow.
Begins with One Step.
Yeah.
Stories of Beyond Refuge.
Okay.
And it's related to displaced refugee people who have come to live in New Zealand in the main, and their stories, and that had a huge, was hugely attractive to the public, and was in fact one of the four main contestants for the People's Choice Prize. But the People's Choice Award, her work was damaged, and there was a big effort by volunteers and her install people to get that back on track and back on the headland for the opening, which was achieved. So disappointing for the artists, such as Tiffany. Shannon Novak's work was damaged a little bit. I think Chris Booth had to go and do a little bit of work on his. You know, there were a number that had to be worked on more than we had anticipated.
Yeah, so I'll one more question for you just before we go, and it is something I did mention to you yesterday that I would touch upon, and it was the confusion that surrounded the donation. And what happened there? Was there a misprint, or with the gold coin donation, but then people having to pay
$10? Well, that's very interesting, John, that you talk about a gold coin donation. I've been involved with Headland Sculpture on the Gold for the last three events, and we've always asked for donations. I don't recall ever asking for a gold coin.
Right.
We've asked people to support the event with donations. This time we realised we needed to make it much clearer. People would say, well, how much would you like us to donate? What's the sort of level? So this time we thought we'd be clear about it and make it. The suggested level of donation was $10 an adult. Children under 15 were free, and if people objected to the $10 donation, they were very welcome to do the walk.
Mm.
And we weren't manning the walk all the time. We simply couldn't do that. It's open to the public. Waiheke people do the walk often early in the morning or later in the twilight. And we welcomed all people.
Yes.
But we did get a very good response to the suggested donation. And there wasn't, we advertised that. It was on our publicity.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good to clear it up, because I know that there was some confusion here expressed to me. Well, that was the point of these interviews, just to, first of all, to let's review it, let's see what happened, but also just to ask those niggling questions that some people have. So thanks for your time, Margaret, and I really appreciate you coming on, and we all look forward to 2019's event, and hopefully that the weather will be kind then. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, John. Very much appreciate the opportunity to have a chat to you this morning.
You have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Wakey Radio.
I better just give you an update on what the deal is with these interviews that I had lined up. They were tentative, I won't lie to you. The one from the Civil Defence was kind of less tentative, but I've not heard from them. And they said that they would call me back. I don't think they are. They probably, to be fair to them, they probably have some bigger fish to fry right now. There's probably a lot going on in the places like Culverden and the Coromandel. And what have you. So let's just hope that everybody is okay there, and that not too much damage befalls these people. Same for our community too. So I just noticed here that they've got an Ed Sheeran song in the playlist here. I'll start it, but don't get your hopes up if you're a fan of Ed Sheeran, because you'll hear this everywhere at the moment. This is like a bad smell. It's just, I put on, what's his name? Graham Norton. That was on last night. I put Graham Norton on, and there he is. What's his name? Ed Sheeran. Just smug. Smug and posh. And he's probably not posh, but he's kind of been, he's sort of been pulled in like a tractor beam, that he hangs out with the likes of Princess Beatrice, she of the teeth, and his mate James Blunt. And so you get pulled into that universe of the upper classes, and he's rich now, so he's been soaked in. And don't be fooled by it, it's just a busker. It's just a busker with a guitar making ordinary music. And don't let anyone tell you that being able to put a loop pedal on reverse and looping three or four different loops together is anything new or fancy. It's not. That's been possible for years. It's just a delay pedal. It's just a delay pedal. It's very ordinary. Let's start it. I can give you a critique on it, but I'll probably just not bother with that even. Oh, look at that. It's probably the... Let's not play Ed Sheeran. No, forget it. Gone. See you.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Oh, I'm going to fade this song out. I did tell you that I might do that, because I have got Aaron Davis on the line from Civil Defence, and he is with me now. Are you there, Aaron?
Yeah, I am, John.
Yeah, well, thanks for agreeing to come on the show at the very last minute. So can you give us an update on what's happened overnight, particularly with idea towards Waiheke Island?
Yeah, there's been a lot of rain and some periods of sort of really heavy downpours. And what that's meant for your island is you've had a lot more sort of slips, trees down, and the fire service have been really, really busy attending to that. You would have seen that there's some that impacted the back of the garage, and you would have seen the pictures from yesterday.
Mm.
So it's really wet, it's really soggy, and unfortunately we might still have another band of rain to come through.
Do you foresee anything like what happened on Wednesday night? Because, I mean, last night was pretty heavy, but it wasn't quite as bad as what we saw on Wednesday. And for us, you know, for as long a period. Do you see that happening again over the next night or two?
Yeah, thankfully not. We're not looking for that sort of intensity of rain or the duration again, so that's a good news.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a little bit of bad news potentially. There's an unknown factor of where this low is going to come tomorrow. If it comes over the top of Auckland, we may be looking at really strong, really damaging winds. With everything being really wet, we could then be looking at trees down, power outages. And so we sort of encourage people to be prepared. Think about what strong winds are doing, what they can do to try to prevent things blowing loose, or making sure that they've got their food and water if the power does go out.
And what can people do? I guess you've just said it there. You know, make sure you've got your power, your water, and your food and stuff. Is there any other advice before you go?
What's really important, which has been just really amazing to see during this event, is communities pulling together.
Mm.
So remember, the best thing you can do is check on your neighbours or other communities, sharing resources and just helping out those that do get affected.
Yeah, that's hear to that. Well, look, thank you very much for your time, Aaron. Appreciate it. And I know you've got a lot on your plate today, so I'll leave you to it. Have a fantastic weekend, and hopefully your work will start to taper off sometime soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, mate. See you.
Bye.
All right, that was Aaron Davis there from the Civil Defence, just giving us an update. This show is about to end. So what have we learned? If you heard me, Duncan Garnering it up. What have we learned on today's show? Well, we've learned that the weather has been terrible. We've learned that this is a great community that looks out for one another. We've learned that the weather's just going to continue to be rubbish. We've learned what's going to be on the cinema this week. We've learned that I'm opinionated when it comes to Ed Sheeran and musical slop. And far out. We've learned that that sculpture that was on the headland is now gone. It went in the last couple of days. And so I'd like to thank everybody who's been on the show. Aaron Davis and Margaret from the Sculpture Walk. And everybody for listening. And I hope that you have a dry, which, well, you know, I'm talking about within your home. Hope your home stays dry on the inside of it. And I hope that that you're all safe.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, a weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.